Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on AM 1240 WGBB Freeport and AM 1240 WGBB.com. And it's time for a segment called Dave's Got Guests. And usually I have to amend that to take off the last S because I usually have only one guest. But today I have two, and they're the two and only members of a band called One Last November, which features Jordan Peer on guitar, and also a fellow named Soda on vocals and the lyrics. So I'm going to welcome Jordan and Soda to Dave's Gone By. Hi, guys.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Thanks.
Thanks for coming over to WGBB. Tell me about One Last November.
All right, let me
Mrs. Soda talk.
Say a little something, and then maybe we'll let Jordan take the floor. Jordan had a bunch of music together, and I was in another band. I still am. And he was looking for a singer, so I said, let me give it a shot. And we just kind of gelled. I mean, we had known each other for a really long time. We went to school together and stuff. We never worked together, though. We always, like, I'd go see his band, he'd go see my band. And we just decided to work together. You know, we had some stuff down, and I just wanted to do more stuff. And vocally, it's cool because usually I play guitar and sing with my other bands, but with this, I'm kind of, like, hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, live shows are going to be really cool. It'll be like total audience participation on my part. You know, I'm all about that. And it just worked so well, and we rolled with it. You know, I'm like, this is what I got, and he's like, this is what I got, and went together, and it was really great.
But also, you're in a couple of bands right now. Why not just group them all together and have different facets of the same band? What's the difference between doing that and having separate entities?
We are hugely influenced by a lot of different stuff. And what me and Jordan do is different than what I do with my other band, His Mighty Robot. And he has his own solo thing that he does that's, you know, it's more instrumentals and, like, soundtrack kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for years and years. Prior to giving Soda the tracks on this disc, I was actually just going to do instrumental stuff. But, you know, like Soda said, we had been friends for about 8 years before we... for whatever reason, before it took us that long to think to work together. And, you know, it's like you said, it's you team up with different people with different influences. Like, so does other band, His Mighty Robot. His influences are alike with the kids in that band.
Mm-hmm.
They might differ from the similarities and the influences that he and I have together.
Right. So were you friends through going to clubs or music, or was it from school or that kind of, or what?
Everything, really.
Yeah.
School, clubs, shows, music, you know, I mean... How I met Jordan, I was walking down the hall in my school, actually, and this little kid comes up to me, and he seemed so tiny at the time.
I was 17
and
he's like,
excuse me, sir, do you sing?
And I'm like, I do, actually. He's like, well, my band's looking for a singer. And I was like, well, I'm in a band now, but that's really cool. He's like, but you have this image that we're looking for. And I'm like, that's cool, man, we'll be buddies.
It's funny, I went to college, to music college. I was like, oh, I'm gonna meet 1,000 different people that fit, and I walked through the halls, and I was like, "What? There's no one here." And I saw him.
It was pretty weird.
At the time, we were both heavily into. I mean, I guess we still are influenced by, but heavily into different type of music, Marilyn Manson, Nine Inch Nails, that sort of thing.
Yeah, a darker kind of heavier mood back then. We're just so eclectic, and
yeah,
I mean, that's really why merging.
It just makes sense.
Different bands is just good for our palette of all these different tastes and variety and whatnot.
One thing I should have mentioned that people may not know is that you're a couple of Long Island kids. I mean, we're not talking about some band that came from Kansas or from the Seattle grunge scene or something. You guys, what is it, like Belmore or something?
I was born in Queens, actually.
This is Soda talking, yeah.
Moved to Long Island and lived in East Rockaway for, like, most of my life, and then I just moved to Baldwin about a year and a half ago. Jordan actually helped me find that house.
Yeah.
He worked for real estate for a hot minute, and he was like, I got a house. I'm like, I got to move there because I need a house.
Yeah, I was born in Belmore. I still live there. I'm finally moving away from good old Belmore. I'm going to Island Park to get back to the beach. I think I had a real estate license for about a year, and Soda was one of, like, three things. I think I got into that industry just to find Soda an apartment and got
thank
got
God.
The heck out of it. Yeah.
Shoot, I needed
it. It worked out perfectly, yeah.
But it is kind of, I mean, when people think of independent bands, and I should mention, you know, Soda has kind of a, it's not a mohawk, but it's an interesting haircut with a high blonde dye top and then very short around the rest.
Yeah, yeah. And usually it's shaved, actually, but it's grown back.
Usually shaved, and he's also got, like, tattoos up and down the arms, and then, like, a kind of a red... felt armband thing and a red shirt. Well, the wow. shirt is a T-shirt, but and then you're more classically sort of Long Islandy kid, Jordan. Except for you've got the goatee thing.
I had to have sign the piercings. Don't forget the piercings. But I have headphones on, so you can't see them.
I don't want to know where the right. piercings do.
So it actually teases me all the time for being too preppy and
But nah, he's really not preppy though.
But the question is, people would not expect you to. Maybe come from Long Island, but then to go somewhere else. But you guys are here and staying here. How does it feel to be an independent band in suburbia rather than a place like New York or
it's
urban
tough.
Center?
It's really kind of weird. There's like zero scene. And I mean, all the people that you talk to, they're like, oh, I'm in a band and, you know, I'm working with this person, that person. So everybody's got a record deal. Everybody's doing production deal, whatever. And it's like, I'm so tired of hearing about, like, this scene and how it's helpful, because it's not. I mean, I've tried to be a part of it, but it didn't work out. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. My old band, we were too crazy for Long Island. We were too crazy. And, I mean, we played in the city, and it worked better. But, you know, I mean, this is what we love to do. And, you know,
but in other words, you made the choice to still, you took an apartment not in or near New York or Brooklyn, but here, and you're living here.
I have to stay here because I've got my bands here. You know, Jordan's
same
here.
Same situation, family, bands.
Yeah, his
been here
robots
lives,
here.
And then,
friends, family.
I used to joke when it rained every day last summer that this Long Island was like Seattle without the music scene. It's what it is. You know, we can live here. You can have an apartment. You can do your thing. You can work full time because you got to pay the bills. But you're only a train ride away from the city, which is cool.
That's true.
You can go into the city. You can drive into the city.
So you play the New York clubs as well as the Long Island. Well, where do you play?
We just put the CD out about 3 weeks ago, and our live show is pretty tight now.
Yeah.
We're having a CD. Let me get this in there. We're having a CD release party June 18th at this place called the Someplace Else. It's 1005 Fulton Street, number A. In East Farmingdale, it's $5 to get in. It's our first show, starts at 9 p.m. There's two other really, really cool acts opening up for us. We put the show together. It's going to be like a really cool artistic evening. Artistic people, spoken word, music. It's going to be awesome, so everybody should come to that.
All right. Well, I didn't realize that. First gig, because, you know, I know you from also back when you were promoting His Mighty Robot, which is still existent.
Oh, still, completely. Mm-hmm. Our CD is going to come out soon.
They played last night, actually.
Where? Yeah. Where? We did an open mic at this place called The Cup in Wantagh.
Oh, cool.
And we just played at the Someplace Else, actually, a few weeks ago, and we're playing in Belmore at a movie theater, actually.
Cool.
And that's going to be real cool, because we're playing before and after the film. And they're giving us free popcorn and a free movie, so that's like a badass evening for us. It's art and film and music, and that's where we are.
Popcorn. This is WGBB, so we can't afford anything free to give you, but we're going to force you to play anyway.
Nice.
So how about playing...
It's all about the music.
Yeah. Another number off... it can be off the CD or something that isn't even on the CD.
Out on Me. Yeah, second track from the CD, Out on Me. We'll do the acoustic version of that now, and you'll love it.
All right, here's One Last November.
Which demon can I be if I've been them all already? See, I'm out of ideas again. Hey, I'm out of ideas. Take another second. Take another kiss. I want to save your life tonight. Don't take it out on me. Just get in my car. Don't take it out on me, please. Tell you what it's like. Line up all my friends again. See, I have an idea this time. Yeah, I have an idea. Take another look, take another chance, 'cause I wanna save your life tonight. Don't take it out on me, just get my car. Don't take it out on me, yeah. I wanna save your life tonight. Don't take it out on me, just get my car. Don't take it out on me, please. Try to swim to the shore. Do you feel your feet on the surface? Time tired just to get by. Find your way. Ooh, find your way. Ooh, I wanna save your life tonight. Don't you take it out on me. Now, just get my car. Don't take it out on me, please.
All right. One Last November, Out on Me. Actually, they're in with me at the studios in Babylon of WGBB AM 1240.
Yeah.
Well, the mast is in Freeport, but we're really in Babylon. And it's
we won't tell.
AM 1240 WGBB.com here with Jordan and Soda from One Last November. A couple of questions for the Soda Pop Man. That's awful and like a crappy, stupid thing a DJ would say. But
no, it's all right.
Question, first of all, usual old question we ask of everybody as a songwriter, music or lyrics first, or it depends on the song, or what?
Music or lyrics first. I used to just have like a book full of lyrics, and I used to kind of just write a song and hoped that one of those would kind of gel with the music. But I guess, I don't know, it's kind of just like sitting down with your guitar, chilling, you know, writing like a couple of chords progression, you know, and seeing, humming along or getting some inspiration from that day or something that happened, you know, years ago even, or future endeavors that I might encounter. It's, you know, it's like a sensual process, really.
Does Jordan ever help you in that sensual process?
Jordan gets sensual all the time. Jordan helps. Yeah. We help each other. We are One Last November. This is what we do. So yeah. We're, you know.
So are the songs a collaboration as far as in the writing or
ultimately, yeah, everything's a collaboration, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. It's just, you know, I had lyrics. He had some music. We threw it together. We put out a CD, self-titled 4-song disc, you know. And, I mean, that was as much of a collaboration as it could have been for, you know, just coming together and going to the studio and making a disc, which I have never even done. I mean, this is a quick process, and it was really good.
Yeah, it took, I guess, about 4 months to get the whole thing done.
Wow.
As for collaborating, yeah, I mean we're a team.
It's a real CD. I mean, it's not just sort of like a homemade thing. There's nice cover art.
No, yeah,
we
put it all on the line. I think it looks gorgeous. It sounds great. Thanks to Mike Sapone.
Capone Productions and Beth Page, yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah, he is. He's a badass. And
cool.
He worked with us so well. You know, he made us sound our best, and we went in there, you know, ready for whatever. And it's gorgeous. I'm pleased as punch with it.
Question about the singing style. Because that isn't necessarily, you know, if you were in a school choir or something like that, you wouldn't sing the way you do. There's a certain way that you tail off and then go into kind of a throaty Liz Phair kind of little almost hiccup thing. Where did that all develop?
Over time. I always sang when I was little. You know, my sisters were big into disco, and I always remember, like, singing It's Raining Men and all that.
Oh,
when I was, like, four. Three or four, because I was still in Queens, and I moved to Long Island when I was, like, 4 or 5. And, you know, my first, I had, like, the first thing that I got, I think, was, like, a Lionel Richie and a Twisted Sister 45.
All right.
So I've been versatile since since day one, you know, and I was big into, like, hair metal, Bon Jovi, Stryper, White Lion. I grew up with all that stuff. I was always into rock and roll, you know, but my tastes are so eclectic and my spectrum of music is so enormous. My CD collection, I mean, you could fill this room with it. You know,
if you had to pick
music.
One or two major, major influences or people that you love who aren't specific influences of the band.
Yeah, major influences, yeah. People that I love totally.
Mm-hmm.
I will just, I'll say a couple quick. Sponge, this band, they had a few hits back in the mid-90s. And they are hugely influential because they're not really popular anymore, and they're still playing shows, amazing shows, putting out great records. You know, they're
and
amazing.
They're of a punkish network.
They're like alternative rock, but their new stuff is actually more of like a punk tinged kind of thing.
Yeah, old pop.
And then a friend of mine up in Canada, Rob Sabo, is a huge influence. He's a beautiful human, a beautiful musician. He is in a band called Plasticine as well, and I mean. There's so many. I love a lot of Canadian artists. The Canadian music scene is amazing, and I try to get there as often as I can. You know, I'm huge on road trips, so I'm a promotional whore. So if you've got an ear, you will know what's going on if you got ears. You know.
Well, and Jordan, what about your influences?
I guess it's my number one band, and this is actually recent if you consider how long I've been playing guitar and writing music, is a Vertical Horizon. They're a band from Connecticut, and they don't have a huge presence here. And I think it's funny. People, if they've never heard of a band, you know, they kind of think that, oh, they must not be that big. But this band has played Japan, South Africa. I mean, they've been all over the world. They're doing pretty much what we're trying to do. You know, they do it enough, they're successful enough that they don't have to do anything else. They can devote their life. And Vertical Horizon has been a huge influence. And they have gone from an acoustic band to, you know, to a top 40 pop band, and they've had a few hits on the radio, but they've just been that. And as far as, I've always loved instrumental music, I've always loved soundtrack music, and like I said, for a long time I wrote that. Geniuses like Danny Elfman, you know, wrote this
yeah.
Simpsons theme, and
sure.
I think that's him, yeah. And John Williams, the Star Wars guy, I mean, this
yeah.
stuff like that has always just turned me on. I like music where, whether it's got lyrics or not, the listener can come up with their own story. I've always loved, songs where, you know, one guy can kind of think, oh, this reminds me of an ex-girlfriend I loved, and somebody else could say, hey, I want this to be, you know, my wedding song or played at my funeral or something. You know, I love music like that. That's very...
music at your funeral day.
People, you know, that you can kind of tailor to your own opinion. So anything like that, any type of music like that. And
cool.
I mean, it goes from, like I said, Marilyn Manson, Nine Inch Nails, to over the years to Fleetwood Mac. Was
variety, baby.
So
variety,
very,
spice of life.
Very, very eclectic. Yeah, life's too short to just...
I agree.
...to focus on one thing.
Before you do another acoustic song, because I can see during you just want to play that
yeah.
guitar. You're holding it like, I'm ready to
I'm run. Like, okay.
But, you know, if I don't ask this, everybody's going to wonder, why the hell didn't he ask it? Soda, your name.
What is that about?
S-O-D-A.
S-O-D-A, like the beverage, baby. The tastiest drink you'll ever have.
Which is not your birth name? Or
No, it is, in fact.
It is my name. It is my name, my real name, but it is not my birth name.
Did you legally change it, too, or you just use it?
No, I use it, but I've used it since I was, like, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say 80% of the people that I surround myself with know me as that and call me that, and respect me enough.
But the first time, was you choosing it, or somebody said...
To make a long story short, I was out with a couple of friends, and we were just walking down the street, and we were like the weird, freaky kids in our high school at that time and everything. And we wound up talking about this movie called The Outsiders. And
oh,
like,
the Coppola film? With Matt, what's his name?
Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
Essie Hinton. So, yeah, we were talking about that and how we were, like, the greasers of our town. Not that we were dirty or anything, just that we were, like, the outcasts, kind of. We had our own little group. And, like, it went, you know, we were like, oh, you'd be Pony Boy, and then this, that. And, like, people just, you know, it was, like, Soda. And then, like, the...
Oh, was there Soda
that,
in that? In
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
The okay. Three brothers were Pony Boy, Soda, and Dallas.
Cool.
And,
I think that was guy from Dirty Dancing was one of the brothers.
Patrick Swayze was one of the brothers. Dallas. I think Dallas was another.
Rob Lowe was it.
I think
yeah,
Tom Waits was
lots
there.
Of,
there.
Uh-huh. Cool. Lots of really, really
good book,
vibrant
yeah.
young men in that film.
Went
and
on
they went
stuff,
on to
yeah.
do huge, huge stuff.
All
and they're all awesome.
Well, let's hear some music. Let's hear another tune off the CD. Do you want to, again, do Reason Why or pick another one?
Yeah, why don't we...
Yeah, we'll do Reason Why.
Let's do a... pared down version of it. Yeah,
stripped down, and then the studio version. This, you know,
well,
I know that
here where it starts and what
we
it,
got the
know,
goods here. So.
So here's One Last November doing their acoustic in the studio version. Never hear it anywhere else.
First time.
Well, I mean, if you go to a club, you'll hear it, but you'll never hear it anywhere this way right here on GBB with Reason Why.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I can't give you reason why. All our lives we fight but fail. It's true. Wish. What? Hold on to dream away, and that we feel will be a promise of solution to all these questions. They'll never have their end, never see our end. Whoa, darling, this will be alright. Now this will take some time. So you sell me something, mister, quick before I quit this life. There are dreams inside our heads that help create our souls. What can you feel here? What can you feel here? Tell me what happens when they are crushed under feet of those who care not for our lives, but just for themselves. All this will be alright. Doubt this will take some time. So you sell me something, mister, quick before I quit this life. I might never get much older, but I will stand devoted. You will try to get the heart out of my fist.
Hey, I asked about your name. I didn't ask how you got the name One Last November.
It's kind of a secret for right now. Sorry.
I guess it actually comes, quick snippet of that secret would be me and Jordan were kind of actually forced out of the homes that we grew up in.
Okay.
And not because of family issues, just because, well, maybe even slightly in mind.
It's both. I mean,
it's just
financial situations and everything that's been going on over the years here on Long Island, and, you know, and that was actually the...
Yeah.
I mean, no, that sounds like an interesting story. I mean, I would be curious if you're not afraid to divulge anything, but what are we talking about?
I guess November was the one last month that I was able to stay in my house, personally. And I called Soda up. I'm sure you recall. I mean, the night I called
you
up.
No, you never called me, Jordan.
I said, hey, you know, I was thinking, since we're doing this after almost a decade of knowing each other, we might as well make it count and not have the name's got to reflect something that went on between the two of us. And I said, you know, you went through a similar experience. I was thinking One Last November as a name because that was the one last month that I was able to stay in
my
house.
We were both kind of in the fall, I think, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
it was in the fall month. So,
and our music is just straight up. I mean, lyrically, it's as honest as it's going to get. I mean, it's from the heart, really. And you know, I mean, you know how you just said, like, quit this life with One Last November. It's not, that might not even sound like the most positive thing, but
well,
seriously,
though,
we are,
you know?
Seriously, yeah. A positive thing. We might be, like, kind of moody and dark or whatever, especially on the record. It's, I guess it has that appeal, but it's life music, man, you know?
It's about, neither one of us are, I guess, bitter about anything that happened, because it's life, and and who knows if things hadn't worked out the way they had in the past, however crappy it might have seemed, things in the future or the present wouldn't have worked out exactly the way they had. So even though, you know, things seem like hell when you go through them, I'm actually thankful for a lot of stuff that went on, and it bore a pretty interesting band name, so... That's really what it's all about, I guess. A
couple more questions before we do have to take our leave here. But do either of you have full-time gigs, or is this like apart from music? I don't mean just this band, but
We've got the day job business going on where we suffer through each day. Actually, luckily, we both have access to email, so me and Jordan like harass each other all day through email.
If we put as much time into those jobs as we did emailing each other, we'd own the companies that we work for.
Yeah, right.
I guess you're not going to tell me which companies
man. Plug no companies. Yeah. We screw the companies. Down with the corporate.
So did the insurance biz, and I've always been in sales personally, because...
Cool.
I got a quick tone.
I know. At least one of you had to take off like half the day to be here, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I took half a day. He took a whole day.
A couple of other quickie questions. You're getting into the music scene just as it's in really a kind of a revolution. I mean, when CDs replaced records, that was one thing. But now nobody even knows really what to make of online radio and internet sales and downloadables and iPods. I mean, where's that at? As far as what you think about it and where your place is in it.
As for, like, computers and stuff and downloading and piracy, I guess, or what you call it. Whatever, I mean, if you want to burn CDs, or, you know, that's cool and everything. But I love music so much, and these artists are so important to me that I'm going to give them whatever kind of cash I can to support them, and hopefully they'll put out another record. I mean, they don't see anything off their CD sales, you know, if they're on like a major label.
Yeah, sure.
And through playing shows, you know, I'm one to go there and buy your pins, your stickers, your shirts, everything. And, you know, and I love that. I've been doing that since I was young, going to shows and just loving it, living it, buying. I mean, I love these people so much, you know. I mean, I'm like the fan you want to have, really, and I hope that one day that, you know, we could be in that situation, and we'll sell our stuff for as cheap as we can. People come see us, hang out, and it'll be great.
But I thought it was funny when all that garbage was going on with Napster, and it seems to be the bands at the forefront of suing this kid or whatever his name was, or were all
Napster
the ones.
Guy. When there was a 14-year-old girl and then another guy.
Yeah,
and
the bands that were in the forefront of suing are all the bands that had $1 zillion.
Yeah, like Metallica. Do they really need another
a couple of cents per download?
Yeah,
but the funny thing is that when we get on. People download us for free.
Yeah.
I was like, God, please put us on Napster. I want us on Napster.
Yeah,
you know,
download it. Come to our shows, videotape us, handheld record us, tell your friends. Because
eventually
there will be some
money.
At the stage in this game, we're not going to make $1 million over selling the CD. It's not the way. Obviously, the goal is to further the career, go through the necessary steps. So as many people, whether it's free or not, you know, we're going to be in the negative now. But whoever hears it, is one step closer to that. So if they want to download it, they want to stream it, they want to burn a copy of the CD, let them. You know, that's
not
a good point.
It's not about the money at all.
No.
Or else this would be pointless. Our music would be contrived and boring.
What is it? 1 out of 100,000 actually makes a bunch of money. If we could, I think, and you agree on this, if we could make enough money to support ourselves and not have to have another job, you'd be happy
doing
that.
Yeah, just to live and do this would be a wonderful thing. I mean, I could make the same amount of money I'm making now. You know, I get by on that.
Right.
So just give me a couple $100
give us what we deserve.
Some music, and it's all good.
Yeah.
As long as we can afford the roof over our head.
And as long as
chips.
You're doing what you love, I guess that's what life is all about.
Yeah.
Chips.
Wow. Well, that if ever there was kind of an end line, that was it.
That was it.
I can either play something to close us out off the CD, or you can go out live. I think I prefer that if you can do it. Do you have another one prepared?
Oh, we can do that, yeah. Let me just get in here. Check us out on the web at www.onelastnovember.com. CD Baby is selling our disc at www.cdbaby.com/CD/OLN. My other band, His Mighty Robot, www.hismightyrobot.tv. And Jordan's other website, www.peer.net.
Peermusic.net.
Ooh, I'm getting the belt for that one. Shoot.
I was doing so good.
Yeah, you were. You got
the .tv, .net, .org.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is there one like website where people can go and it's linked to all the rest of them?
They're all linked to each other. They're all linked to each other.
So what's the one that you most want to
put? OneLastNovember.com.
Yeah, OneLastNovember.com. You know, but you can go check out our other stuff on there and our friends' bands.
And man, go to HomestarRunner.com while you're at it, because that's just the funniest website on the web. But I'll leave that up to you guys to check that out.
If you do visit our site, though, go to the links and go check all those links out, because it's all good.
It's all good stuff. Well, we're all just trying to get each other along there. So.
Well, check these guys out. They're Soda and Jordan Peer, the duo of One Last November. They're just starting to do gigs, but, you know, by the time you hear this and then it's repeated, maybe a few weeks later, they'll do gig after gig after gig.
Look, buy their pins, buy their CDs, or download their CDs.
Yes.
Preferably buy them. And take us out. What song are you going
to
do?
So what do you want? You want to do Feel to Suffer, I guess?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
Feel to Suffer.
Yep.
One Last November.
You shaking on this?
No shaking. Just my booty, baby. Okay.
Bet you're gonna go. Bet you're gonna put me down again. Hope you see that you lied all this time. Hope you never feel. I hope you never ever touch. Hope you only wish, and I hope you don't get that much. Of yourself. Let me tell you, I will crush a love the bone that holds you up. Peel off all the layers. You know I wanna see which of your faces comes out first. Never feel. No, I hope you never ever touch. Hope you only wish, cause your 15 minutes are up. So this is the way it will go. Cause truth is the surface. I hope that it bleeds you dry. Oh yeah. See, you're just a shell of yourself. Let me tell you, I will crush a love these bones that hold you up. Forward, forward, no backward emotions. Why can't you see that you are not what you want to be today? So suffer, so suffer. How does it feel to suffer? In forward, forward, no backward emotions. So why can't you see that you are not what you want to be today? How does it feel to suffer? Cause truth, it will surface. And I hope that it bleeds you dry. Oh yeah. Till you're just a shell of yourself. Let me tell you that I will crush all of the bones that hold you up.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By. Just a little more time to finish up this episode, which I hope you enjoyed. Special thanks to Soda and Jordan and Pierre from One Last November for their company and their music. OneLastNovember.com is their website. They have photos, MP3s you can listen to, and, of course, merchandise, and music you can buy. They're having a CD release party June 18th at the Someplace Else Pub in East Farmingdale. That's at 8 o'clock, and it goes on with some other bands, probably past 11. Call 631-249-3490. And they're also doing a free short concert at Soda's House in Baldwin. That's June 25th. If you want more details on that, you got to go to their website, onelastnovember.com.